Our scripture reading this morning is from Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5 and 20 through 22. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Now is the time that we offer our prayers in silent prayers. Psalms 50 says, present to God a thank offering. Repay your vows to the sovereign one. Pray to me when you're in trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me. So God says that not only will he deliver us, but by praying to him, he will honor us. And we lift up prayers this morning. We're going to have a time of silent prayer where you can pray for someone you know, pray for yourself, pray a praise to God for what he's done for us. I mean, he's given us a nice sunny day today. It's not going to be 115 today. That's a praise in itself. And it's not going to be 32 today. That's a praise, at least here. So we have a time of prayer. And we'll go from there. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can come and praise your holy name. And Father, your word says that you inhabit our praise, and as we praise you this morning, you are here in our midst with us. And Father, we thank you most of all for your love to us, your love that sent your one and only Son to die for us, to pay for our sins on Calvary's cross. He paid the price that we could never pay, and he did it with his own blood. And not only that, he paid our price of sin, and you were pleased with his offering, but you raised him from the dead 3 days later, and he's alive forevermore. And he's at your right hand right now, interceding for each one of us. And Father, we ask that you will accept our prayers and bless us. And Father, we lift up the family of Chuck Ellsworth, and we ask that you'll be with them during this time and minister to them. And Father, we lift up those who are traveling as we speak, Father, to come down here and enjoy this weather. And we just ask that you'll give them journey mercies. Father, we lift up our pastor as she is away while she's taking care of her dad and spending time in your word to bless us with more good news from you. And Father, we just ask that you'll bless this church, that you'll grow this church. For only you can grow this church, Father, by using our hands and our lips in everything we do and say. And Father, we'll be sure to give you the praise and glory. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Following the scripture reading, we're going to be singing a series of several hymns and, of course, hearing the stories. Please remain seated through all of them, and I will ask you to get up on the last one. We'll sing the last one standing, and then we'll have our closing prayer and benediction. The scripture reading is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 145, verses 1 through 7 and 17 through 21. I will exalt you, my God and my King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call on him in truth. He fills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. The word of God for the people of God.